can you talk specifics about our growing demand for ventilators and the difficulty we're having sourcing them?
Yeah, we're going to have more patients that require life-saving care than the existing hospital system is equipped to deal with. You know, hospital systems are typically sized to meet the demands of the normal population of that area. COVID is a respiratory disease. It hits people's lungs. These patients are hard to ventilate because their lungs are diseased. So ventilators become the life-saving device. And we're on track to outstrip our demand. We've signed a number of purchase orders for large quantities. The problem is that we are, as a state, competing with every other state right now and with hospitals across the country and even with the federal government, all to purchase ventilators on the private market. Imagine a crazy, chaotic flea market where everyone's bidding over everyone else, and what they're bidding for is actually people's lives. That's the system right now that we're living in.
And do you think that more lives could be saved if the bidding process were regulated?
Yes. Yes, without question. And we've called for that. We would like the federal government to do more to coordinate this response across the nation. It is absurd to have states competing against one another. It duplicates a lot of people's work, and it does a very poor job of assuring that these life-saving resources go to where they are most needed.
And so right now, theoretically, they could go to the highest bidder.
Sure. And that's exactly what's happening on the private market right now.
Can you talk about some of the things that hospitals are talking about in order to stretch the ventilators further?
Sure. So the hospital-grade ventilator is the first choice. Now, if that doesn't become available, then hospitals go to second-best choices. And that could mean a portable ventilator, a smaller device that is not as good as long-term. They don't give as good outcomes for this disease. A second option would be non-invasive, is a device called a BiPAP machine, and it blows air into them through a mask on someone's face. And then there's been discussion about if you can attach two or three or four patients to a single ventilator machine. It's not as effective. You don't get to fine-tune a setting to the individual patient. You have to have multiple patients very close to each other, which is a setup for transmission of infections. So it's a horrible solution. And I'll tell you, it's going to be a very dark place. That's where we actually get to. That conversation leads to what doctors do when they have to decide who gets a life-saving intervention. So if it comes to it that we literally do not have enough ventilators and other interventions aren't sufficient, and doctors are forced to choose which patient gets a ventilator, the general principle is you want to direct resources towards patients who would most benefit from those resources. And so the resource would be guided towards a healthier of those two individuals. Now, this is a conversation that nobody is comfortable having. But it is a conversation that critical care physicians are having across the region right now.